If I say vulnerable and ask you what word pops into your head, you might say weak. Most of us spend lots of time and effort to avoid feeling vulnerable. But our next guest says we may have it all wrong. Embracing your vulnerability, she says, can help you with your family, your career, and your overall life.
I am feeling warmer all over. Dimitri talked to Dr. Brené Brown, a research professor at the University of Houston and author of the new book, Daring Greatly.
I think there's a big cultural myth that says vulnerability is weakness. And I think most of us grew up kind of with that understanding. And of course, I certainly did. As a fifth generation Texan, I certainly grew up thinking, you know, to be vulnerable is to be weak. But as a researcher, you know, I spent the last 12 years looking at what exactly is vulnerability and how does it work. And what I have found is that vulnerability is not weakness. It's, in fact, our greatest measure of courage. When we asked people to tell us about their experiences of vulnerability, what is an example of vulnerability, we heard things like saying I love you first, starting my own business, the first date after my divorce, negotiating a raise. You know, one of the examples that came up a lot in the interviews is making a difficult call to a good friend who's just gone through a tragedy, you know. And I think we all know that sense and that feeling of not wanting to pick up the phone, not knowing what to say, being incredibly emotionally uncomfortable. But I think we also know what it feels like to step up and make that call. And so what I have found in my work is that vulnerability is about showing up. It's about being seen, and it's about taking risks, which I think is courage.
But I wanted to ask you about how you put this into practice, especially with parenting. You know, we want to shield our children. Maybe that's not the best way always.
You know, I think that's a great example. I can't tell you how many parenting examples came up when we asked people, what is vulnerability? You know, I do. I think we armor up. I've got a chapter in the book called The Armory about kind of how we use things like perfectionism, control, numbing, how we use things to really protect ourselves from vulnerability and how it moves us back, I think, from who we want to be. I think parenting is probably the ultimate experience in vulnerability because we don't have a lot of control over always, you know, the choices our children make or the outcomes of those choices. But I think to teach our children that it's not about always winning the game. It's about showing up and being a good sport. It's not always about, you know, the grades. It's about the effort. You know, I started my research coincidentally right before 9/11. And over the past 12 years, I've really seen how fear has run roughshod over our communities and over our families and organizations. And, you know, I think the topic has been, what am I supposed to fear and whose fault is it? And I think the truth is that we're tired of being afraid all the time. And I think we want to show up and be brave and try new things. And, you know, I talk to companies all the time and I hear over and over how, where's the innovation? Where's the creativity? But the bottom line is, when failure is not an option, creativity and innovation are not option, you know, and we're trying, you know, so when we're parenting or when we're leading or when we're teaching, we've got to get really clear that every super successful leader, athlete, coach, person I've interviewed over a dozen years, every single one of them had in common a lot of failure, but the capacity and the resilience to make failure productive and learn from it and move on. And I think if we don't give our children the opportunities to experience healthy adversity and learn how to make failure productive, then we're taking away their opportunity to be innovative and to learn.
Do we also armor up with material things? Who's got the better car,
yes,
the bigger house, whatever it is?
Of course, because, you know, one of the most popular pieces of armory, and sometimes it's even used as a weapon, is perfectionism. So if I look this way and I live this way and my house looks like this and I've got this ride and this is my job and my title and my initials and my salary, I don't have to let you see me. I just let you see everything I've earned. And then the danger there, which we see all the time, is we start to inextricably connect our self-worth to what we produce and what we earn. And having, as a researcher who interviewed through 2008 and 2009, that's a Faustian bargain right there for sure.
You know, I wanted to finish up with a bit of a challenge, and that is, if we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, maybe all these good things can happen, but won't people just run right over us? Won't they take advantage of us?
No, I think the most fiercest I ever am in my personal and professional life is when I'm vulnerable and courageous. When I said about whether it's like, no, I can't make 5 dozen cupcakes for the bake sale tomorrow, or I'm negotiating a raise, or I'm setting a boundary about what, how much I'm willing to work and how much I'm not willing to work over vacation or the weekend. I think that feels very vulnerable to me, but it doesn't stop me from doing it. I think we have to get rid of the idea that we are either afraid or we're brave. I think the most connecting, truest moments of our lives are those lives when, within the same second, we are both afraid and brave. And, you know, I would challenge, the challenge back to you is I would say, think of the last time you did something courageous or saw someone do something courageous. I bet you'll remember that vulnerability was a huge part of that.
That's Dr. Brené Brown. She is a research professor at the University of Houston. Her new book is called Daring Greatly.
It's 7:25.